At the Outdoor Gear Exchange, a Burlington retailer that specializes in backcountry ski equipment, buyer Joshua Stevens says they sell more than 1,000 pairs of climbing skins a season. Store employee Jake Evans says he uses his all the time.
Smuggler's Notch, J-Peak, sometimes it's Stowe. Very often, it's what I love to do.
But the men admit not every ski resort welcomes uphill travelers, even when those skinning up are pass holders.
It really seems to run the gamut. There's some resorts, say like a Mad River, who's very encouraging to people going uphill. And their neighbor right next door, Sugarbush, has been just the opposite to the whole scene, has been very aggressively not wanting people to skin a lot of the time, particularly once the resort is open.
Joshua Stevens says for years, most resorts just looked the other way, since climbers tended to be locals who knew the mountain. But as the popularity of skinning has increased, it's become harder for resorts to ignore. And Stevens says more and more he's hearing from skinners who've been asked to leave.
What we have been encouraging is the resorts to try and come up with a policy. Even if the policy is, no, we don't want uphill travel, so be it. That's fine. What we would like to know is, what are the rules?
Adam Howard, editor of Backcountry Magazine, thinks most resorts want to accommodate skinners, but he says the safety concerns are real.
The pinch point around the safety concern has been after hours at night, when you've got 15, 20, 30, 40 people, you know, skinning up in the dark with headlamps, with dogs, going up to the top of the mountain and hanging out for a while. When there's mountain ops activity, whether it's snowmaking, snow machining to service snow guns, and certainly grooming.
At Killington, operations manager Jeff Temple stands in a parking lot filled with groomers. He says several dozen people skin up Killington and nearby Pico every day. And while he says they haven't had any accidents, they have had some near misses, which is why the resort is one of the first in Vermont to create a formalized skinning policy with designated routes and rules.
That makes sure that we're all on the same page as far as education and the do's and the don'ts, so it's successful for all involved.
Temple says those who already own a season pass will be asked to sign up for a season skinning pass at no charge. He says there may be a small handling fee for those without a regular pass, but skinners with passes will be welcome 24/7. Mike Snyder, head of Vermont's Forests, Parks, and Recreation Department, which leases land to 7 state ski resorts, sees backcountry skiing and skinning as economic opportunities for the state that should be responsibly promoted. He says he hopes more resorts follow Killington's lead. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.